Welcome back, everybody. We're here with another episode. I'm with Muhammad, and today we have a special kidnap guest, KG. Muhammad couldn't make it with us today. How are you doing today, KG?
I'm doing all right. I'm being held here against my will, but at least we're talking about sports, so I think we'll be okay.
Have a beer.
Absolutely.
Be a good
time. This dude came to pick up some of his belongings, and next thing you know, he's being held hostage to record the podcast with us.
Exactly. Hey, I don't mind it, man. Just don't kill me.
So we've had NBA Finals Game 1 through 3 happen. Denver Nuggets look like they're going to thought they were going to win this shit in 4, but right now they're up 2-1 in the series.
Well, Denver in 5 is still alive.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. The gentleman sweep is officially in play.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, I don't know, man. Like, I will say when I first saw this matchup, you know, when I've heard that Miami was going to play against Denver, I was just thinking this is going to be a sweep. But then I saw game 1, and although they lost, they made it pretty close. They still had a little bit of fight and dog in them. And then they took game 2, and then now we got game 3 that just happened, and you know, they were losing by 20, and then they cut it, I think, 1 point to like 9. So I don't know. I think they still got some heart in them. But it could go to 7 games. It could go to 7 games, I think.
Potentially, yeah. I mean, we got truly like probably the greatest playing team in history.
Yeah.
In any sports, going up against a real number 1 seed juggernaut basketball team. Said this several times on the pod before that. Denver is a fucking fantastic team. They got great people all around them. That team's healthy, and they're well coached as well. And Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray, you just saw in game 3, triple doubles, both of them.
You know what's so funny? Or what's so cool about this series is that we're seeing, you know, talent versus heart. I mean, both teams have heart, but like no one has heart like Miami. But what Denver is doing is they're picking apart Miami's zone defense. Miami's, since they're undersized compared to Denver, they're starting to play a lot of zone to try to, you know, limit the Nuggets offensively, especially around the perimeter. So what happens is Jokic is driving, the next thing you know, it's 3 people in the paint. He'll either stop for a floater, take it through, or kick it out to the open man and beating the zone that way. And, I mean, it's been a pretty I would say a pretty defensive series so far from what we're seeing, like low-scoring games.
Yeah.
But Denver just seems to have an answer for everything. Maybe not in Game 2. I just feel like Game 2, Miami came out, started off hot, then Denver came back. They took the lead for a while. Then Duncan Robinson had a huge fourth quarter.
Yeah.
That led to that game 2 win. But
it's moments like those, especially. Like, that's why Miami was able to pull through, because they're so good at shooting the 3-ball compared to Denver. I'm not saying Denver's not good at shooting the 3-ball, but they're shooting at a much higher percentage and actually converting on these points. You know, when the lead is like 15, 10 points, you get to cut away at that within one quarter, especially when you have like people like Duncan Robinson and Gabe Vincent who could shoot the ball really well.
Max Strus, yeah.
Yeah, like really well-rounded shooters everywhere. But also, I want to talk about Bam, because Bam versus Jokic, that's a great matchup. They're both balling out. And I don't see one like really quelling the other, because they're both going for like 20 points, 10 rebounds, double doubles. Bam really is one of the best superstars right now in the league. And add to that, you have a veteran in Kevin Love, who managed to lock up Michael Porter Jr. in game 2. really, it does show some signs of concern for the Denver Nuggets, but I think Jokic and Jamal Murray, where they're playing, they don't really need to depend on the other players on the team really to do their job at a very efficient level. They could just do it somewhat, you know, relaxed if they can take control of the game.
Yeah, and I mean, and also going back to your point about Bam versus Jokic, I mean, look, like on paper, there's a size difference between the two, right? I mean, the Jokic is just the fucking beast compared to Bam. But I mean, honestly, like Bam held his own, man. Like Bam held his own. Like
Bam is not only that, he's getting boards and he's getting rebounds too.
Yeah,
like, they're moving the ball around, so it's not just always Bam on Jokic or like
facts.
Like, they get the mismatch. You saw it yesterday. You saw the mismatch. What was it? Caleb Martin versus Jokic.
Yeah. Like, no, Lowry on Jokic too. That was a thing too.
They all had their turn, and they all realized we got to double team this motherfucker.
Man, yeah,
Lowry has more points than or more fouls than points. Like, he reminds me of Draymond in last year's finals, but I mean, he's not obviously like getting fouled out or anything like that. Yeah. But
He's there for that. You know what's funny too? They gave Udonis Haslem some minutes at the end.
Oh, of course.
Yeah,
veteran.
That's his first minutes, I think, of
this playoffs.
Of the whole of this year. Year.
Is it the year?
Really? Yeah. This is his last final year.
Oh, okay.
20-year vet. Shout out to Udonis Haslem, Miami legend. Miami Heat legend.
Yeah. I think this game Miami three, legend. This game three might have been like a little bit of a different story if you know, the Miami Heat weren't getting into foul trouble, because I remember I think Gabe Vincent picked up two early fouls.
And the game was closer at that point.
And the game was closer at that point too.
Like, the lead was never more than what, like 8-9.
Yeah.
I think at one point it was like 10-15.
No, it went to 20, man. It went to 20. Okay. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it went to 20.
So, I mean, early on, I thought Miami was going to run away with the game, but then there's the X factor. Jamal Murray.
Jamal Murray, okay, definitely.
So you could stop Jokic, you could do all that, but then Jamal Murray could just heat up instantly. Like, oh, you saw in game two, he was held scoreless for the first quarter, and then all of a sudden he picked up four.
He got his head out of his ass.
Yeah, oh, yeah, in the Western Conference Finals.
But, yeah. I'm talking about game two.
Oh, in the final.
Game two.
He did that in the Western Conference Finals?
Yeah, no, he does that all the time. He can heat up at any given moment. But the thing is, in game two, he cooled off eventually. But this time in game three, I mean, he kept going. He was the game's leading scorer. He had 34 points. He had a triple-double. Him and Jokic both had triple-doubles.
So he got his shit on the last second, too. Last rebound of the game.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. I was listening to it on my way back home. They're like, Jamal Murray, you got his last rebound. And that was game. So
that's wild. He usually gets like three to four rebounds a game. That's he got a whole 10. Like, dang.
Yeah, that's the thing that goes through. Because, like, you know, the game was over at that point. But the coach was like, you know what? Do it. It's the NBA Finals.
Do it. I
want you to have the accolade, but we're still here to win a championship.
Right,
Who said rookie for the Nuggets?
Chris Brown?
No. No, the Nuggets dude. What's his name? He had like 10 points or something. He had like 15. 18.
Yeah, like 18 points. He literally changed.
I think it's
game.
Christian Braun.
Yeah. Nah, he had himself one hell of a game. He's averaging 5 points a game this series, but obviously.
He's a rookie in the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he had a big reason why they won yesterday.
He dunked on Jimmy.
He did dunk on Jimmy.
Oh, no, he didn't dunk on Jimmy. He took it to the rim on Jimmy.
He took it to the rim on Jimmy, yeah.
But he had a nice dunk.
He had what? How many points did he have last game?
I think he had 17. I can show you right here. Yeah, he's down here.
15.
I mean, that's a really good
for
15. A rookie.
7 for 8 from field goal range. Like, really fucking good. Like, 0 for 1 for 3, but it doesn't matter. You're still 7 for 8.
My Miami starter, Max Strus, had way less.
One for seven.
I had 3 points over 10 points yesterday, and that would have helped my parlay out. But nah, he doesn't want to do it.
He didn't get his head.
That's
out
the
of
thing
his
with shooters, man. One day they're on, the next day they're off.
Unless you're Gabe Vincent
or Duncan Robinson. Duncan Robinson's be getting them late threes.
That's the thing. Yeah,
the garbage time threes.
He's like you know, when you follow the game plan, at some point you gotta put him in. Yeah. And you want to put him in at critical moments like the third quarter where, like, you think the game's running away from you when you have a 15-point lead. Next thing you know, the lead's cut down to 9.
Right.
Lead's cut down to 8.
Yep.
Cut down to, you know,
so
6 points.
Let me ask you guys this question. This series has been pretty good. You know, we got, you know, pretty close games all around. Now, my question to you guys is, do we keep Tyler Hero on the bench?
Yes.
Yeah.
You haven't played the entire playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? The dude hasn't played in so long. It's coming back from a shooting.
Because they're talking about it. They're saying, "Oh, he's gonna come back in game four.
What they did in game three. I mean, sorry, game two was a perfect way to defeat the Nuggets.
Look,
I don't think they need him.
I mean, they don't need him. They don't. But, like, you got this far without him. But, like,
no disrespect to him. Yeah.
No disrespect to him at all.
It's not like It's not like he's LeBron James.
But he's not the X factor. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The issue is here. It's like, who's strapping up Jokic? Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. And you saw strapping up Jamal Murray.
Those are the two people you got to worry about. Because you also have to think of it, too. Like, all you need is two out of your three guys, Max Strus, Gabe Vincent, and Caleb Martin, to be playing really well, to have a decent game. And you have a chance to defeat the Nuggets.
Right.
If two of them are not having a good game, like how we saw in game one, I believe it was Max Strus and Caleb Martin. They both
playing like
poor
ass
performances. Yeah, shit like that will happen. Result of the game will happen like that. But like, if you have two out of those three, you got good shooters.
Yeah, so, Caleb Martin like had an okay game.
Also, I don't know how quick Tyler Herro could get back into playing the game and how quick you can adjust to the speed of playing an NBA Finals game.
Yeah,
so that's why I'm saying no disrespect, but like at the same time, like let your team play.
Yeah, they've already gotten this far without you. Like,
well, yeah, maybe he won't. Like, if you were to play, he wouldn't make an impact in the first game because you're always going to be rusty. But maybe right. the second game. So what I'm seeing here is if Miami cracks 100 points, they have a legitimate shot to win a game. Mm-hmm. The issue is they're the lowest scoring team in the league, or they're one of the lowest scoring teams in the. NBA.
And it's funny, too, is because I feel like they play a lot of their opponents down to their levels. Like, you're going to score on us, we're going to score on you but right back. Like, every series has been like
well,
that.
Well, what I think happens is I think they do a pretty phenomenal job defensively. Like, the effort is there.
Yeah.
They're holding teams to, like, a low point because, I mean, like, so far, I mean, to me, like, Denver hasn't hit 120 or anything like that. So,
yeah,
they're keeping things, like, low scoring. And this is where I think Tyler Hero could help. Like, maybe he could be – he's a missing piece that could help him get over the 100-point mark. They scored 111, which is
the series high.
Yeah, exactly.
So 111, yeah, series high.
So
it's actually been a low scoring, not low scoring series, but 100 points is a lot. Is a tough to hit in the NBA playoffs.
Well, in today's NBA, like
also this is
100 points.
There's no Steph Curry here. There's no LeBron James here. You
right,
know what I'm saying?
Right.
These are legitimate, like, you know, new talent that we're seeing.
No, 100%. And I mean, I don't know.
In the
I
final stage, that is.
Yeah, I mean.
Aside from Jimmy.
As far as, speaking of Jimmy, man, like, let's talk about Jimmy. I feel like Jimmy Butler, I don't know, man. Like, those, I think the third, game three was, like, the coming out game for Jimmy Butler. You know, I feel like those first two games, he wasn't really, like, playing up to his standards. But game three, he definitely balled out. And, you know, that inconsistency kind of worries me a little bit, in a way.
I mean, it becomes hard when, you know, especially as a team star player. So, like, you know, Denver's whole thing is control Jimmy Butler and worry about Bam, right?
Yeah.
Everybody else, like, you know, let them win the game through Caleb Martin.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Butler, obviously, it might have taken him a while to get started. It is a different game. You're playing the best team in the league. I'm not worried about him. I think you think he's in a good spot. I think he knows which way and how to play to get his team to beat the Nuggets when they need to.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, they couldn't get it done in game three, but it wasn't him who was leading the way. I mean, he wasn't, like, the main – it was a team effort that game three.
Yeah, I mean, the Heat play really well when their back's against the wall. They're one game away from elimination. They lost their first playing game. And, honestly, like, all hell broke loose. We recorded the podcast after a game. They were up 3-0, and then they lost the next three, and then they had to go into Boston in game seven to play. Now, Jason Tatum got hurt. We understand that. But, I mean, it was just lights-out performance from everyone, you know, surrounding Jimmy Butler, not just Jimmy Butler himself. Now, what the Heat are doing here is just like – or the Nuggets are doing here, they're saying, like, okay, all right, we know Jimmy Butler's your best player. We're going to strap him up. We know you guys can hit, but we don't think you guys can hit every night. So, Caleb Martin, like, for example, he's having a he's not having a good series.
No, he's terrible, yeah.
Yeah. And Max Scherzer's not having
the game best. Three was, like, the best he's played so far.
Yeah. Exactly.
He made, like, three or four straight shots, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, and Denver's like, okay, fine. You know what I'm saying? We're going to let Caleb Martin beat us, like, as you said earlier.
Yeah.
We're going to let, you know, Gabe Vincent beat us. We're going to let Max Strus beat us. So, I mean, another big thing in game two was Max Strus was actually hitting his shot. Max Strus was 1-for-7 in game three.
Yeah.
So, it's just that Denver's totally fine with Bam scoring 20-plus points. They even said that. Like, Mike Malone said, if he scores 20 points on, like, 20 shots, like, that's totally fine. We'll live with that.
Which is actually what he has been doing.
Yeah. The thing is, though, like, the Nuggets are so efficient. Their offense is completely efficient. Jokic and Murray, they don't miss a lot of shots, and they always make the right reads. Not to mention, they don't miss free throws.
No, they don't. They really don't. And the thing is with Jokic, too, it's just like, you really can't stop this man. You just can't. Like, you see, like, these wild-ass shots he'd be taking and stuff in the paint, and he's, like, triple-teamed. He's like, I throw ball up in basket.
He
just makes it.
It's just the way he plays the game, man. Like, I think we were talking about it on the last pod. We were saying this man's like a fucking point center. You know what I'm talking about? Like, he's more than just...
He could be arguably go down as one of the best centers we've ever seen.
Like, yeah. I mean, he's got to beat Will Chamberlain.
Yeah, right.
His 100-point game.
Yeah.
I mean, if he could jump, like, he wouldn't be passing as much as he can.
Exactly.
I mean, Jokic is just an intelligent basketball player. So is Jamal Murray. Jamal Murray could beat you one-on-one.
That's what I like, too. Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, whenever I see Jamal Murray, he's always getting – whoever you switch up on him, Jamal Murray is going to be able to beat him into the paint.
And I'm happy for Jamal Murray, too, man, because, like, he missed out on a lot of game time, I think, in the past year or two because of his injuries and stuff. And now he's, like –
he's back.
He's balling out like he's never balled out before, man. Like, I think, you know, sometimes when people get to that point where they're hurt and whatnot, you know, something just kind of, like, unlocks in their brain and they just say, you know what, like, I'm going back to what I was or even better.
Exactly. You know? What I truly do appreciate about the two, like I've always said, they have probably one of the best pick and rolls in the game, right, like, today, is that, you know, where you see, like the point guard usually, the smaller basketball player, like the Steve Nash type being the, you know, flashy passer, like the great passer, but we're getting out of Jokic right now, and I think we get that out of, you know, just his European style of, you know, excellent passing. Yeah. It could be, you know, I was always a part of his game, but mm-hmm. you also get that complemented with his great, you know, movement on the ball, like setting the screen, moving out the way, just standing in space and finding the right shot, even though wherever he's at. And then Jamal Murray, too, you know, just killer instinct, taking it to the rim, beating anybody. A great tandem to have. I wouldn't say Miami's not far off from having something like that, but with Jimmy and Bam, but, you know, the difference between the two is, you know, night and day.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I mean, also, like, there's a fatigue factor setting in for Miami. Like, they played more playoff games. Yeah. They played 5 the first round, they played 6 the second round, and 7, whereas the Nuggets swept the first and third round and went to 6 in the second round. And honestly, like, I don't know. Like, the Heat culture and stuff, it's cool. It works. You have players that are in shape, but, I mean.
Well-coached.
Very well-coached, man. Like, yeah.
They're very well-coached, but, I mean, a fatigued team versus a pretty well-rested team with weapons on all ends. I mean, you can't really point out a weakness in this Denver team.
It's basically David versus Goliath over here.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And you have the whole Russ versus Russ debate as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was actually very impressed that Miami was able to win game 2.
They needed that.
They needed that. 100%. They needed that.
Denver didn't lose a single home game in the entire postseason.
You know, and I wouldn't be surprised if they win game 4, to be honest with you.
I wouldn't be surprised either. I actually do like the idea of them winning, because that's like, if you're gonna make it a series, you got to win game 4.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, I'm going with Denver for game 4, but if the Heat win, it wouldn't surprise me.
I'm not mad at that.
This is a series where I truly enjoy both sides, both the East and the West, what we produce.
I respect it. Yeah, it's a phenomenal series.
Because, you know, if Boston Celtics were in the finals, I'd be like, yo, fucking Denver in 4.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you already know, Boston's not doing much here. And
Al Horford versus Jokic.
You know what would be an awesome final though? Boston versus the Lakers. Like, if we saw LeBron versus Tatum in the final, that'd be awesome.
I think LeBron could win that just off of sheer willpower.
Absolutely.
That series, he'll win it in 6.
Absolutely.
Didn't Tatum go to, like, one of LeBron's, like, camps or something?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, didn't Jason Tatum dunk on LeBron in the Game 7?
Didn't he also, like, dap up Kobe or something? I don't know.
I don't know. But, like, I know we're already in the NBA Finals, but since we didn't get to talk about that, I want to talk about the Game 7 really quickly.
Go ahead.
The Celtics and the Heat. Shit. I forgot where I was going to go with. Jason Tatum got hurt, rather than running the offense through Jaylen Brown, which is what you should do in that case. Because that's like I like to think of Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown as 1A, 1B, even though Jason Tatum is, like, clearly better. But they were running the offense through Derek White.
They're letting him win the game.
Yeah, it's just like, I found that very, very funny, because it's just like, damn, that just hurts Jaylen Brown's, like, you know.
All right, hot take.
Superstar status.
He's about to get paid, too.
Or his ability to become a superstar.
I mean, well, I don't think, I agree with you a little bit, but at the same time, Jaylen Brown's earned his money.
I mean, 100%.
He might not be able to dribble left as like everybody else there. Let's say, I mean, it's hard to dribble left when you have two niggas defending you. But
I will say this. I will say
I want to hear this hot take.
Yeah, let's hear it. I don't look. I don't think Derek White did a bad job running the offense.
No, he didn't.
He didn't. Yeah. He did as good as a job as Derek White would have done.
Yeah, he didn't do a bad job, man. Like I don't know. Like people were giving him a lot of shit about that. Like I guess
I don't see why he doesn't deserve shit. Like
yeah,
he did a great job. What do you have? Like
yeah, no, he played. He had a good series. That was your Caleb Martin.
Yeah,
exactly. Like and if you know Miami does the same thing with their like let Caleb Martin win the game. It's Nuggets in five.
Bro, that's the thing about basketball. Like, anybody could go off on any given day. Same with, like, any sports in the NFL. Like, if you make it to that level, like, it could be anybody's day. Like, you know, we're seeing, like, stories like James Robinson in the NFL. Remember, was a great fantasy.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're right. Despite Tatum's injury, I mean, you know, Jaylen Brown did lead the team in scoring.
Yeah.
So, granted, it was only 1 point differential, 19-18 with Derek White. But still, like, you got...
Jason Tatum got you 14 with a bad ankle, which is pretty solid. Like,
actually, you know what? I remember there was a stat. I think we talked
about it. But he was 8 for 20. But Jaylen Brown was 8 for 23.
Yeah, but then look at – yeah, yeah. They were one of the worst shooting teams in apparently Eastern Conference Championship history. They were the most open team from three-pointer, and they didn't get a chance to capitalize on that. And look at that. Like 1 for 9, 2 for 9, 1 for 6, 2 for 5, 1 for 4. That's a lot of mysteries.
And yeah, they pissed down their leg.
Look at the difference in 3-point shooting, bro. Like Miami shot 50%, and the Boston Celtics shot 21.4 in a Game 7 Eastern Conference Final.
Yeah,
that's terrible.
In Boston,
where it's hard to play a Game 7.
Yeah,
yeah. I thought they were like indestructible in Game 7, but I mean, here we are today. I mean, if the Celtics made it to the final, they would have got dog walked. You would have seen the first.
And they got dogged by 19 points too. That's crazy. Like. I mean, yeah. I get it. Like, you know, the Jason Tatum, like, you know, hurt himself. But, damn, man. Game 7 in Boston. Like, get your head out your ass, son.
Damn, even Jimmy Butler was thrown down from downtown, three of them.
Yeah.
And he's not known for his three-point shooting. So he can still do it.
Yeah. Like, we need to see that. We need to see that in Game 4. And from here on out, like, Jimmy Butler's going to have to average 28-plus.
You too, Caleb Martin. We need you to step your shit up.
Yeah.
Max Strus, you know...
Like, Max, come on, bro.
Pick something. Be a good player or just be a consistently bad player.
It's funny because when they played each other in February, Denver and the Heat, Max Strus was a part of that. It was back and forth. I'm pretty sure Denver won the game. I can find out. But, like, I watched the highlights just before the final started. And it was, like, the main shooters on that team was him, Gabe Vincent, and it was Michael Porter Jr. and Jamal Murray on the other side. And they were just making it rain. Yeah. But, you know, that was in February. You know, this is NBA Finals. It's not the regular season.
It's a different atmosphere. It's a
different mindset, different atmosphere, different body type, you know what I'm saying? Different grind. Still, though, basketball at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, I mean, Miami has been getting treated really well lately because now not only are there NBA teams in the finals, but a superstar is arriving to Miami. And oh. We're not talking about Jimmy Butler. We're talking about
Lionel Messi.
A World Cup superstar.
Shit's about to get real messy in the
MLS.
MLS.
Inter Milan.
You better lock
Inter
in.
Miami. Inter Miami, sorry.
Inter Miami. They're in the final, too.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's crazy. Yeah, he's a World Cup winner, a big baller, the shot caller, you know, all the above. He's getting coached by, David Beckham, right?
That's his team. David Beckham's owner.
David Beckham's the owner, okay.
I'll give you a little rundown on Inter Miami. They finished 15th this year in the MLS standings.
So they suck.
Yeah. So all I know is I already put down a future for next season.
I don't blame you. Yeah, I'm about to do that, too.
Lock it in. Messi to win the whole shit. Yep. Messi to win MVP. Messi to win whatever titles, accolades there is over here because... Instead of going to compete with Ronaldo in Saudi Arabia like how Benzema did, because Benzema just went to go play in Saudi Arabia for about 650 million euros, some shit like that, I don't know. Al-Ettihad, that's the name of the team. Yeah, and it was rumored that Messi was going to go there or go back to Barca. Instead, he chose Miami, and he's like, you know what, fuck it. I'm going to go to the MLS, and I'm going to win everything over here because Why do I need to go compete with Ronaldo? I already have a World Cup.
Facts.
I mean, also, he probably just doesn't want to stay where it's hot all year in Saudi Arabia. You know, it's a desert. Miami's.
Speaking of Ronaldo, didn't Ronaldo say he doesn't want to play in Saudi Arabia anymore?
I mean, well, he gets $200 million a year.
Nah, I mean, Ronaldo's a sellout, and Messi's just like, no, I'm not bringing my wife there.
I think he partied in Miami. He was like, I like Miami.
Except he said it in Spanish.
Because he doesn't speak English.
Me gusta. So I mean, Messi and Ronaldo are like two different people, right? Like, so
absolutely.
Yeah, they have different personality types. Ronaldo's willing to go to like different places and like try things. Yeah. I think Messi's willing. He just wants to go where there's comfortable. A lot of like, you know, his Latinos in Miami. That
and Ronaldo speaks English.
So, like, yeah, Ronaldo also speaks Arabic. So.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
Excuse me. Damn, sorry, go. Yeah, that's from the wildfire smoke that's engulfing us. So, thank you so much, Canada.
They had to cancel the games today because of you. I wanted to see the Nats play at Nats Park.
Wait, they canceled the games?
Yeah.
That makes sense, yeah.
What the fuck, Canada?
Yeah, you postpone the game. You don't cancel. You play it.
Yeah, you postpone it, right.
But I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. I did not want to go watch the Nats play today.
My goodness.
But all I got to say about Messi is, look, in 2014, you may have gotten away with not paying your taxes in Barcelona. I'm just saying, as a word of advice, the IRS in the United States, they do not fucking play, Messi. Pay your taxes, brother.
Also, no Florida State income tax.
That's probably why you went there.
I mean, there's no taxes in Saudi Arabia, I don't think.
Yeah, there's no such thing.
So it's not about the money.
He turned down $1 billion,
bro. Yeah, like, so then it's not about the money.
He turned down $1 billion a year.
Yeah, it's not about. So then there you go. It's not about the money.
Well, maybe not.
Nah, Messi's literally like, what the fuck do I look like me as an Argentinian living in Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
they had to build Ronaldo his own, like, eco compound. And say like millions.
I honestly respect Ronaldo more for doing it.
Yeah, facts. He changed the whole country.
A
conservative country.
Conservative ass country.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They have concerts now.
I mean, this is a pretty big deal though for the MLS because you have all these superstars.
Do you remember when we were bringing them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Retiring. And hopefully there's going to be like the MLS could be as big as the Premier League or La Liga, you know, in the future. I think after the 2026 World Cup, we're going to see that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I think that's another reason why he's doing it, too, is because, who knows, he might play one more World Cup.
Yeah. All I know is that you come into D.C., into the, what's the D.C. United Stadium called again?
Audi Field.
You come to Audi Field, brother, it's going to be a long day.
I'm going to be there.
Wayne Rooney's going to be there, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there. I'm going to make sure your life is miserable. I'm not here for you, Rooney. I'm here to see you get your ass... I mean, Messi. I'm here to see you get your ass kicked by a Wayne Rooney coach team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You played against Christian Benteke before?
Yeah. No, and it's funny because, you know, you mentioned that we might see, you know, kind of a resurgence in the MLS in terms of just, like, the importance of you know, just being, like, a better... I don't know, better might be a strong word, but, like, you know, we might see, you know, some kind of, I don't know, just the MLS just being a good league, you know? Because, I mean, at first what we saw, like, I think, I mean, there's probably people way before him, but, like, you know, we got Wayne Rooney, came to the MLS, and then we got Zlatan.
Andre Pirlo came.
Yeah.
David Beckham, Zlatan.
Thierry Henry came to New York, right? But it was like,
MLS.
David Villa, all those guys.
Yeah.
MLS, like, they've been doing it for a while where, like, they bring, like, you know, the superstars of, you know, Europe.
Yeah,
play here.
But Messi is big. Messi's the biggest one.
Biggest one so far. I think
the second biggest one was probably David Beckham.
Yeah,
because this is good. Messi can still play. We saw he was balling out in the World Cup.
And he might just convince other people too. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Also,
I don't think Messi might convince
Luis Suarez is fucking retired, but you know that's the type of person he would convince. Just like players he's played with already.
Yeah.
It's just funny that. I'll think about it too, because, like, you know, I'll probably think Mbappe is probably happy as fuck in PSG now.
Yeah.
He's like, fuck that motherfucker. He beat me in a World Cup final, and now we lost to the Champions League because of this shit. I don't even get a Champions League ring.
What is Messi's relationship with Neymar?
They were teammates in Barcelona.
I know that.
Neymar.
I don't think they're that close.
They're probably not that close because.
Okay. Because I heard Neymar is pretty deeply rooted in Miami.
Neymar is probably deeply rooted everywhere. He's Neymar.
Yeah.
The thing about Neymar is what makes him so great was he was probably the only player in history to be nominated for Ballon d'Or while not even playing in Europe. He got nominated while he was still playing in Santos in Brazil. And in order to get nominated for Ballon d'Or, you have to be playing in Europe.
Facts.
Makes no sense.
On a side note.
That was before he came to Europe.
On a side note, because I personally do not know the answer to this question. Maybe you guys know. What is Neymar's first name?
Neymar.
Name is something Brazilian.
Because it's Neymar Jr.
When I say that, I mean like it's a long name.
It's a long name. Neymar. No, it's not. It's got
Neymar. He's a junior.
He's a junior. It's Neymar Jr. Neymar's
probably his family name.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's definitely. It's like, ask ChatGPT.
You gotta look this up, like, because I it's crazy because it's like a big name like Neymar. You don't know his Mar.
It's definitely Neymar. I promise you, it's Neymar.
Neymar da Silva.
I told you his name, Mark.
Da Silva Santos Junior.
Okay.
Bro, like Brazilians, you call them by their first name.
You call them by their first name, okay.
Yeah, like.
Because I know, what is it? Messi opens the door to possible Neymar return to Barcelona.
No, Neymar's coming to Man U. I didn't say that. The fucking
like, y'all remember Fred?
I do remember Fred. Do you know what his name is?
No.
Fred.
Let me show you. Let me get Fred. You up this guy named Pepe.
Oh yeah,
oh Pepe.
Oh, I think I remember this name. Yeah, Kepler.
Just say that.
I can't read from here.
What Kepler.
Kepler
Laverna de Lima Ferreira.
I'm sorry to like I have some Brazilian friends and like.
Yeah, I'm very sorry to everyone that
I'm Brazilian. Gonna fuck this up, all right?
Our Brazilian listeners are very sure sorry.
If I give you an error, you'll fuck it up too. Please show us a great.
Love Brazil. The name is so beautiful. The language is beautiful. It's just so hard for me to read because I'm an American.
Kepler, yeah, I know, yeah. We're gringos.
We're retarded. Yeah. No, but yeah, you get the point. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got a lot of names.
So all right, let me try one more time, then we can move on. Kepler, Kepler, Lever. You know what? I just can't see. It's too far away, all right? Pepe, all right?
Pepe. Pepe. Let's just call him by what we know him as. Pepe.
That's exactly why we called him. That's why exactly where he goes by that.
Yeah. I mean...
Sorry, there's a little tangent there, guys, but you know, I was just curious.
Anyway, so Messi is definitely gonna bring a fire, a much needed like spark, I guess, for Inter Miami. Yeah. They'll go from at least they'll definitely be a playoff team next season or this season. The season's probably gonna start soon. It's summertime.
Like you said, man, put in that future, win it all.
Yeah.
Win it all.
Nah, no bullshit. But.
Yeah.
Actually, I mean, nah, not really, because, like,
did Messi sign, like, a year deal with them? Or was it, like, a multiple-year thing? Do you guys know?
Messi strikes me as somebody who, like, he has to be really comfortable in an environment to, like, succeed. Yeah. Like, he wasn't comfortable in PSG, mm-hmm. you know?
Bro, why do you think he stayed at Barcelona for so damn long? Like,
he was comfortable there.
He was there since he was, like, 8 years old.
Yeah.
Like, he was very comfortable there, and I really think, like... I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. But it's really a good future to put right now, bro. Like, this $5 could give me $10K, probably.
I don't think they announced anything about his contract at the moment.
I mean, we'll see.
He agreed.
I'm happy for Messi. I'm happy for the MLS.
I'm happy for Miami.
Yeah.
I'm happy for Miami in general. And they win the championship. Oh, lordy. This NBA Finals. Oof.
Yeah, actually, I think that might have just given them the spark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, Tyreek Hill challenged.
I saw that. Yeah.
He said K-Lo-K's if he was Dominican.
Bro, yeah.
Bro. Okay. Messi is soccer fast. He's not track fast.
Yeah. Tyreek, you're the fastest guy on earth, probably.
Nah, I know a lot of soccer stands are going to be like, what the fuck? Are you dumb? Football players can't move. I'm like, have you seen fucking Tyreek Hill move?
Have you seen him run?
He won a 100-meter dash recently. Like. He's Olympic fast, bro. He's like,
and not only that, he does that with pads.
Bro, he has like world, like his high school time in running is world record. It's Olympic record. It's Olympic worthy.
Doug, remember when they had Usain Bolt running pads?
Yeah, it's
fastest man in the world.
I never saw it.
I never saw that, but I know it's not the same.
I spare you the video, but surprise, surprise, he could have run fast in pads.
Yeah.
I will put Messi over Ronaldo.
In terms of speed.
Yeah. No. Well, yeah, right now in speed, yes.
Yeah, in speed, yeah.
I'm just saying, like, in my personal, like, book, if...
Oh, and they're
Messi,
prime.
If Messi goes to a Miami Dolphins game.
Oh, yeah, easy.
Yeah. But one thing I'll give Ronaldo the edge over, Ronaldo was able to convince Tom Brady to come out of retirement.
Facts. And he has that same... He's got that same, like, you know, Messi's a goat, don't get me wrong, but he's kind of goated like Kobe's goated, but Ronaldo's goated in the same way like LeBron and Tom Brady are goated. You know what I'm saying? like longevity in their career, despite because you know with Messi's career, I feel like it's a lot of winning. You barely hear about the losing side. Ronaldo's career, you hear about the losing side a lot.
The losing side a lot, yeah.
Brady's the anomaly because you hear about both sides. He's just like MJ. You hear about the winning and the losing. But and LeBron as well. Right. You hear about the losing and the winning. LeBron as well. But the common thing that they all have is deep into their, like, you know, this Cinderella years of their career, they were still playing at a very high level. They were still playing at the highest level at a higher level than everybody else they were playing with.
Right. All I'm saying, look, if Messi, if you can get Udonis Haslam to not retire.
No, he's retiring, bro. Win or lose, he's retiring, man. I would love to be Udonis Haslam. Yeah. Like, having a whole, like, just playing your whole year or career in Miami.
On the bench.
Yeah.
Nah, man, he was a part of the championship team.
No, I'm saying, like, now he's on the bench.
Oh, yeah. It's different now, bro.
Yeah.
Like, he might not have the same fucking conditioning is LeBron Brady to go play right now.
Yeah.
If LeBron was in the finals right now, he'd be playing.
Yeah. 100%.
Well, speaking of finals, there's a Champions League finals.
My team is not in it.
We have the team that I'm rocking with for the rest of the year, Inter Milan. Great team. They're a fantastic soccer team. And then you have the evil empire, who apparently doesn't believe in drug testing their athletes. I'm talking about you, Manchester City, and Erling Haaland.
Bro, Haaland is on steroids, bro. Duh. Like, he has to be.
There's no way you're not on steroids and you're that good. I mean, I know Patrick Mahomes is great. I know Mbappe is great. I know all these guys are great. But Erling Haaland is just like, what? You're an alien, fam. Yeah. Straight up. You're not an alien. You're the Terminator.
Bro,
come back.
Bro looks like the male version of Greta Thunberg.
And he's pissed off about climate change.
Hey, for real, bro. I'm pissed off about climate change too, bro. Same. It fucking smelled like shit outside.
Yeah. It smelled like shit. It was foggy as fuck today. I thought it looked extra crispy. And you know what else?
I felt like that the last 3 days.
The funny thing is too, is like he was saying, like, I think Haller was like, you know what, all these goalkeepers are climate change deniers. I don't even think that's not even his accent, but you get the point, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's too fucking good. They're going up against Inter Milan Saturday, the 10th. People are saying they're unmatched. I mean, outmatched. Inter Milan is outmatched versus Man City. Arguably, yeah. I saw them play on Sunday, FA Cup final against my Man United. They scored within 13 seconds, and I turned the game off. shit happens. That's how good they are. And they're getting it done through, you know, players outside of Holland, such as, what's his name?
Gundogan.
Yes. Thank you.
Mr. Always show up in big games.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, he's become what they used to have David Silva on their team. He was great. He's like their new David Silva now.
Oh, okay.
Playmaker extraordinaire. Like he combines like the scoring aspects of David Silva with Mesut Ozil's game playmaking. It's crazy. And then you also have Kevin De Bruyne also, who's just, he's playing phenomenal too. It's very funny. We were watching the game with Moomin. Shout out to Moomin out in Texas. We were watching, who was it? It was Man City and Real Madrid, and De Bruyne scored on Thibaut Courtois, and he was saying some shit like, you see how angry he got when he scored on Courtois, when he scored the goal? He's like, yeah, he's saying, that's because Courtois, like, smashed Kevin De Bruyne's, like, you know, wife.
No way.
I didn't know that. This is all alleged, you know.
This is conspiracy.
It's not conspiracy. It's all over Twitter. But, revenge is sweet. And, you know, I'm not a Man City fan, but I could read, like, you know, just emotions on people's faces. Especially when you're playing a game on national television, you tend to wear your emotions on your sleeves. And he turned red. So you could tell it was more than just scoring a fucking.
It was more than just a game. Yeah.
Yeah, it was more than just a game at that point.
Yeah, that's wild. That is wild.
Sometimes you know
that is wild, man.
And like, you know it's crazy. They're countrymen. They're both Belgian. Play for the same national team. Yeah, Belgium, right?
Not entirely
sure.
Courtois.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're Belgian. Yeah.
Man, that's wild. That is wild. I didn't know that. That's like that's the story I heard right there. That reminds me of John Terry and Wayne Bridge.
That is the John Terry story, bro.
Yeah, but.
Everybody's going with Man City on this one. Erling Haaland, you know, I say he needs a drug test.
That's good. I'm gonna go with Inter Milan because.
I'm going with the underdog, too.
Yeah, because it's a higher payout.
Exactly. plus 500, are you kidding me?
Is that what it is?
Probably not. I mean, actually, I'm not that far off. Because. Man City, every game they play, like, dude, they destroyed Bayern Munich, like, 4-0, 6-0, whatever the fucking aggregate score was. Like, they're doing what the Denver Nuggets did in to the teams in the playoffs this year.
Hmm.
And this motherfucker Haaland. And Guardiola's finally going to win it for Man City.
Nah, he's not.
I hope not. He's I mean, not. I'm not saying this out of just, like, you know, being salty. But at the same time, like...
Yeah, he probably, he most likely
he will. He probably will because, you know, everything is... not only that, just look at the way they won the Premier League, though. Like, Arsenal, I hate to say it, the biggest choke job recently. They had the league, like, basically locked
on up. On lockdown. Yeah, the last few games.
And Man City, you know, just a few games you let go, you slip up, and then next thing you know, Man City's right on your neck. You feel me? And then they take the lead. And that's what championship teams do.
Mm-hmm.
But Champions League's different.
Champions League is different, man. I was going to say, you guys want to talk about the Zion Williamson news?
Yeah, sure. Your boy Zion.
No, so for those of you guys that don't know, there is a adult film actor, a.k.a. a porn star, that goes by the name of Mariah Mills, who...
I've never even heard of her.
I've never heard of her either. Right. But anyways, she pretty much aired him out on Twitter. Something about how he got her pregnant and then he got another stripper pregnant and she just kind of aired him out on Twitter. And all I'm going to say is, look, man, Zion, come on, bro. Like, just get your head out your ass, son. Like, just play some basketball, you know. And it's funny, too, because...
He said, shut up and dribble, Zion. Shut up.
Stop putting your dick in things.
Yeah, basically. And, you know... I think the funniest thing about it, too, guys, was, like, when she was, like, when this porn star was, like, airing him out on Twitter, she was kind of just saying, like, I helped you lose weight. I thought we had a future together. You were going to move me out to New Orleans and da-da-da-da-da. And it's like, look, this is, hey, Zion, look, she may have helped you lose weight, but not now. Now you got yourself not one, but maybe potentially two baby mamas.
Wait. She actually said... She helped him lose weight.
Yes.
Okay, that's funny as fuck. I didn't have a chance to actually read through the tweets. I saw the picture she posted where she's like, oh.
He's like going in her Snapchat and shit. Yeah. Like,
but at the same time, I'm like, damn, dog, you just like totally did my man Zion like that.
Also, like, no disrespect to her, but it's just like, come on, Zion. And you can get any girl you want, man.
Bro, that's what I'm saying, bro. Like, these athletes need to stop fucking with these strippers and porn stars. Like, you can, any girl, bro. There's some really beautiful girls out there at a coffee shop or something, dog. Yeah. I don't know. Like,
all you gotta say is, "Hey, I'm Zion, and I play basketball."
Maybe she has a taste for anime like him, and she's rich. Maybe he's into rich anime girls. I don't know. I've never even heard of that.
I don't know, man. I'm just saying, like,
at this point, it's just
tabloid. Hey, he could be Ja Morant. I don't know what's worse. I personally don't know what's worse.
Yeah, they did make him go to rehab for guns.
Yeah, I don't know what's worse. But, I mean, either way, like...
Meanwhile, you got dudes over here, like...
Also, Zion, you're making bread, bro. Just take your car down to CVS and get the plan B, dog. Like, it ain't that deep, man.
Well, what if she's also making bread, too? What if she has, like, a ball-ass 401k and she's like, you know what, I want
to... force a girl to take plan B, bro. Yeah.
She's rich.
I guess you're right.
Yeah, she's probably rich, too. She's like, I don't need to take plan B. She can.
She wants that NBA baby.
Exactly. That's just like plan B, more like plan A.
Yeah.
Get a bag. That's what she's doing now that we've just vocalized all that out. No, but it's that it gets away from the real basketball.
Yeah. Nah, man.
I remember when this man Zion was on Duke.
Oh yeah, and then they fucked it in the champion. And I was just like, haha. Was that like the Sweet 16 or Elite 8? I can't remember when
it was the Sweet 16.
Yeah,
they lost to what was it, Baylor or?
I don't know. This is what happens when you go to a Big Ten school. You know what I'm saying? Fuck Duke.
Fuck Duke.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Everyone in the Big Ten just fuck Duke.
Yeah, fuck Duke.
But no, we all agree on that. And if you go to Rutgers, you probably poop after you take a shower. I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. No disrespect. I saw on Reddit went to Rutgers.
Oh, also one thing we didn't talk about. The Suns waived Chris Paul.
Oh yeah, he is probably gonna be
ringless
for the remainder of his career.
Sad man.
I feel like there's no way you can go get another one at this point. Not much else to say about him. Like, he's 39.
Nah, he's like 38. 37.
I don't believe so. I mean, I can see him playing at 40, but not for a championship.
You're not playing at 40 unless you're LeBron, bro.
Exactly. You're not playing at 40 that's on a championship team.
Yeah.
Unless you're LeBron.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know. It's I don't know if you guys heard about, like, his what his daughter is, like, going through at school. It's like, like, his daughter is just basically, like, getting, like, a lot of shit from, like, her classmates saying, like, your daddy will never win a ring.
I'm like, well, your daddy's never going to have $1 million in his account.
Yeah.
Actually, no, that's terrible. As a rich person, you probably wouldn't even, like, have to stoop to that level.
Yeah,
I'm
but he was
saying that because I'm not rich.
He was saying that, like, that shit, like, is getting to his daughter. It's, like, kind of, like, in a way getting to him in a little bit. It's, like, it's getting to him because it's getting to his daughter, if that makes sense. Also, you know, which is understandable.
I hope it's just coming from people her age. Like, you know,
Yeah.
You can handle that. Like, imagine being Russell Westbrook and going through the Westbrook phase. And then your team, and then they trade you, and then they go all the way to the Western Conference Final. Get swept. He's like, I could have got swept in the Western Conference Final too.
Yep. But, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with Chris Paul, man. I mean, I'm sure somebody's going to pick him up. Like,
Wizards.
Hawks. Wizards.
I'm basically just naming non-playoff teams at this point.
You need the veteran leadership.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the other thing, too. Like, I'm not going to sit here and try to think, because, like, I'm just thinking about in today's NBA, because next season is going to be a different outlook for every team, you know? Pieces come, pieces fall apart, you know. Doc Rivers just become the head coach? Not Doc Rivers, sorry. Monty Williams just became the head coach of the Detroit Pistons.
That's going to be good.
I think it's good for them.
Pistons are a young team.
Yeah, young team. Are they younger than the Houston Rockets? I don't think so. I think they're the youngest team this year.
I don't know. Doesn't matter. Yeah.
Everybody ages at the end of the day.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a lot of young teams everywhere. I think the youngest team out there might be the Philadelphia Eagles. Or one of them. The Giants, too.
Yeah. So I see you want to transition to football now. So.
Oh, I mean, yeah, we're talking about Chris Paul now. Where is he going to go? The Wizards?
The Eagles? Like, I don't know. Where do the Eagles come from here?
I was listening to I have my Twitter shit just always on every day for Eagles OTA news.
Yeah.
And you know what Jalen Hurts says? He says, Jalen Reagor has come a long way. He's been playing a lot of different positions, and we're very happy with the development that he has made.
Who?
Jalen. Did I say Jalen Reagor? I'm so sorry. Quez Watkins. I'm so sorry.
That's funny.
He who shall not be named.
Yeah.
From OTA 2 years ago.
Yeah, speaking of NFL news, I mean, the Vikings just released Dalvin Cook, so there's an explosive running back in the market now.
Oof.
Yeah.
To build off of that, Dalvin Cook's a free agent. Well, he got cut. Jerry Jones has been adamantly, putting his voice and his two cents in every single player that's available. And the most noted available person outside of Dalvin Cook, who just happened to be available today, is DeAndre Hopkins. And just like the OBJ sweepstakes from last season, the Cowboys are not out of DeAndre Hopkins sweepstakes.
No, they're not.
But you know what? We're making ourselves, I'm talking, when I say myself, ourselves, I'm talking as if I'm Jerry Jones, boss man of the Dallas Cowboys. We are not counting ourselves out of the Dalvin Cook explosive sweepstakes.
You shouldn't. Yeah.
I think we can manage all of it. DeAndre Hopkins, explosive. We just got Stephon Gilmore. We signed Tony Pollard. And there's still no job for Ezekiel Elliott out there.
Damn.
Oh, Zeke.
I know. This is what I was saying. I was talking to him and Moody earlier. I was like, they cut this man. I was like, I pray to God he doesn't become a Cowboy. If anything, be real. Go play with your little brother down in Buffalo, because I know they could use – any team could use another running back. You feel me?
Of course.
And the Eagles' philosophy, I'll just comparing it to the Eagles – we have a running back by committee, but we have star running backs now, especially this year, because we have DeAndre Swift and Rashad Penny, who's looking really nice. But our O-line is what really makes the running backs great.
Yeah, you can put anybody back there. Yeah.
So, like, a team like Buffalo, they can benefit. They have a good O-line, not as good as the Eagles, but they can benefit from having an excellent skill running back in Dalvin Cook.
And, yeah.
You know, obviously pair him up with your little brother. James Cook, there you go.
I'd rather have Dalvin Cook back there instead of fucking Devin Singletary.
He's not a bad running back. It's just like, I tell you, like, it's all about It's about your O-line, and more importantly, it's about tired of running back, because, like, you need depth at that position, too, because your bell cow running backs are a different breed.
Yeah, let me tell you a story, and I think, like, we're moving away from the bell cow running backs, except I think the only one, the legitimate one here
is Josh Jacobs.
Josh Jacobs, yeah.
Derrick Henry's, like, on the end of his
base. Yeah, exactly.
Because you see how big the motherfucker is, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, so in 2015 or 2014, DeMarco Murray won Offensive Player of the Year. He was the NFL's leading rusher. And the next year, the Cowboys traded him to the Eagles.
Yep. One of the worst trades.
Yeah, because they're saying, like, our offensive line can do this shit.
Yeah.
Mm. It's literally the offensive line, man. Like, you just need somebody that can just run fucking downhill. So.
Yeah, exactly. You need one. You need, like, there's different types of running backs, but you got your power backs, you got your elusive backs, and you got your high skilled receiving backs. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You got your Cordell Patterson types. So I'm saying running backs, very expendable position. That's why they don't pay them as much, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You have to have a lot of them in the field. I mean, on the team for rotation.
Right, right.
Because you need a third down back too. Like, you know what I'm saying? You got your primary pack getting beat up on the first and second down for however long the drive extends.
Mm-hmm.
Third down comes in. If you're going to go for a field goal, why risk getting hit again? It's not like Madden.
Right, right.
But, Zeke really is the funny part about all this, because I'm just like, bro, you're going to end up somewhere. I'm actually tempted to Google it right now just to see if he's landed anywhere.
No, he hasn't.
I think we would have heard about it by now.
Yeah, he's a free agent.
No, you're absolutely right.
Ezekiel Elliott. What's good with him?
Wow, look how small
he is. Ezekiel. Yeah, no, he's still a free agent.
He's definitely still a free agent.
Yeah.
Yeah, Google's not even pulling it up because it's like, who? It's like, who's this?
Who?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Zeke Elliott.
Nah, I mean, just...
Yeah.
He's a free agent. He's a free agent. He didn't get signed. Omar's still typing. Omar, just fuck it, bro. He's a free agent. Trust me, he's not signed yet.
Look, I'm just saying.
Talked about it by now.
I'm just saying, if we would have seen it on Google by now, we would have heard about it. You typed in his name in Google three times, and they're like, "Who?"
And now
it
just
I mean, he correctly typed his name.
I incorrectly typed it.
I wish we had video so you guys could see Omar struggle on the keyboard over there.
I have to do like a 180 to turn.
Spelling is not a thing.
Yeah, but
bro uses voice chat with ChatGPT to get it all his
answers. I have to do backspace. I was like, I said that wrong. I can't articulate what I'm thinking.
I can't say what I'm speaking.
Oh man.
Well, that should about do it today, guys. The next time we talk, we will have an NBA champion. We will have a Champions League champion.
And we'll probably have a
what other type of champion?
I think that's the last of sports.
The NHL?
We'll have an NHL champion. Thank you. Yeah. We are. It's Vegas versus Carolina.
I'm pretty sure Vegas was winning 2-0 last.
It's funny. They were a brand new franchise like a couple years ago, like 3-4 years ago, and they've done nothing but win championships.
Yeah, the
or make it to the championship. I mean.
The Golden Knights, yeah.
They've won like 2 of 3. I don't know.
So to me, that's an irrelevant.
No, there's
if an expansion team could just make it that far, it's like,
But you know who was the first team that beat them when they became a franchise?
Who?
The Capitals. Capitals beat them.
Live right now. It's 2-1 for the Golden Knights, and the series is...
Ooh, one of my coworkers used to play for the Florida Panthers.
No, no way.
Yeah. Oh,
they're in the fucking finals. They're up. They're
my
up
guy
2-0.
Craig Ferguson, man.
They're up 2-0.
It's 2-0?
Yeah.
What is it in hockey? Best of 7?
I believe, but if you get swept in 4, if you win 4-0, you're 4-0.
Yeah.
Best of 7. But either way, guys, that's about it. We'll see you guys next week.